did the whole drink the milk thing, and I was like, I was fooled. I really was.
Really?
Yeah.
But I was going to say, did you guys tell him to do that, or?
No, but we realized pretty quickly it was them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was whatever. Innocence lost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my house, we never done the real thing. Really? Always have a Christmas tree, and always have, like, decorated house and everything, but not, it's a very religious home, so... Not my mom, per se, but her parents, my grandparents, are very religious. So there's a prayer before we open gifts. We stay up until midnight, when it's actually Christmas Day, do a prayer for like half an hour.
Wow.
With the full family. Like, there's like kind of immediate family, but kind of extended family. My grandparents and their children and their children. So it's kind of a big group of us now at this point. It's like 15 of us all gather around, do a prayer for a bit. And then after that, we open presents. So we're up until like 3 or 4 a.m.
What?
Yeah, it's pretty nice because... Ever since like I was young, growing up, it was just like excitement for midnight. You're like, midnight, we get to open all the presents. There'll be like 30 presents under the Christmas tree because every family bought a Christmas gift for like everyone else in the every other one's family member there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot.
That's the first I've ever heard of a Christmas like that.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of Latino families do it like that way.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, obviously not gonna umbrella everyone, but I'm saying I know of a few others that do the similar thing, because the whole like Santa thing I feel like is a very like American. So like,
you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I feel like most non-white families do that.
Cool.
Or don't do the Santa Claus thing.
Yeah.
They'll have their own form of celebrating Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You know how I figured out there was no Christmas?
How did you figure out there was no Christmas?
No Santa Claus.
I was like, you figured out there's no Christmas?
My parents wrote a letter from Santa, and the grammar was wrong. And I was in like second grade, and I was like, wait a minute. This is how like my mom writes.
Oh, no. It's crazy.
It wasn't a crushing thing for me.
You're just like, oh.
No, it made sense. I was like, oh, I get it now. I get it. But whatever.
No, yeah. It was the same for me, kind of. I used to do letters to Santa Claus. I used to, like, write them, put them in an envelope, and my mom would take me and, like, put it in a mailbox, like a list. Nice. That was the most closest thing she would do for, like, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But I think I just realized it on my own somehow.
Yeah.
And the next year, I was like, I don't want to do it. I mostly just made the list for her. I think she wanted the list for her, so she knew what I wanted.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
But yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys in 2018. Hopefully it's a better year.
2018.
What year is it? Like, the you know how there's a year of the bull and year of the ox?
I think this year was the year of the rooster.
Oh, really?
So I think next year might be the year of the dog.
Of the kick.
What?
Of the cock.
Okay. Yeah, the year of the rooster.
Yeah.
And then next year's going to be the year of the dog, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so we're going to stop yelling over this music and let you just enjoy it. We'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
chill to tear out. Skin up off from the bottom, leaves our goals bare. Don't just wander back and forth and leave it. Build it into pinnacles and shrines of sun. Some ghastly predicament in mind.
town with a message for the week. So I took a ride uptown in the back of your Jeep. When I came back down, oh man, I couldn't sleep. I know there's someone out there somewhere. I know there's someone who really can't. When it came in a dream, well, I was trying to sleep. And the message in the mind was a message for the week. So I took a ride uptown in the back of your Jeep. When I came back down, oh man, I couldn't sleep. I know there's someone out there somewhere. I know there's someone who really can't the kick.
Thank you. this is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
shovel, shoveling the ashes. I've been digging in the frozen ground, and I keep on shoveling, keep on shoveling, keep on shoveling. Shoveling the ashes, chiseling the surface, fire in the furnace, a hammer in the anvil. Hammer in the anvil.
seems she forgot all about the library, like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her, cause she walks, looks and cries like an
ace. You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Oh, pass through the port. You make a fine shrine in me. You build a fine shrine in me. We'll be right back.
WMFO.
To the earth, plant your flowers. money, please.
You know.
We are on a radius.
Yeah, you know, like cash money.
We are so very poor.
We're really poor.
Like, I'm wearing a barrel right now.
Yeah, you can't even get it.
We're doing this for free.
Like, come on, we're college students.
It's very nice.
It's a really www.support.wmfo.org, or you can send us something like a check at P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website for more info.
Young man, thank you.
Send us money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org.
In the city,
a thought's
thinking, enraptured by the colors of air.
All on the corners of your bed, but you got too much to wear on your sleeves. It has too much to do with me, and secretly I want to bury in the yard the gray remains of a friendship scar. You tested your metal of doe skin and paddles, a kissing the lipless, and bleed off the sweetness.